But what you must do is not collapse your own desires. You must not give up on your own dreams. You must not make it okay and make excuses for, well, it's okay, I'll do it later, or I'll do it in the future.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my queen. Oh, what a glorious day today is. Let's, before we get started on what's going to be a most juicy subject, get really anchored into the glory that is this present moment, that is today. Let's just start today opening up our heart, opening up our consciousness, opening up our eyes, our ears, so that we can receive this beautiful message at an even higher level than we ever have received a message before. Let's really have the spirit open the eyes of our ears, our hearts, our minds, our consciousness, our bodies, our being, all of it, all of it, all of it. I feel very, very honored and very humbled to come to you today. I'm overlooking the Italian countryside in Piedmont with its rolling hills, and you might even hear a church bell in the background. I did shut the windows, but sometimes you still hear them, which is so, so sweet. And what's really, really sweet is you. And I just want you to know I see you. You have been working so hard. You have been trying so hard. You have been patient. You have been kind. You have been open-minded, you have been disciplined, you have done everything that you know to do to manifest your dreams and to shift things in your world that so that they would be a more accurate reflection of you and your desires. And you've thought big and then you felt guilty for wanting more. And if I'm just really nailing this, it's because this is what all of us women have been going through. It's the way we women have been conditioned globally to, by our own nature, we are just these flourishing, vivacious, imaginative creatures that crave beauty and abundance and expansion in an everlasting, ever-growing, ever-evolving way. And our world has just squished us into masculine, protector, provider, practical, predictable. The man has the answers. What the man says goes. And, you know, just, and if it's not some other man, then it's like some man's voice inside of us that has just squelched our power and our flair and our ability to express and make a difference in the lives of others in the way that only we can, and in a way that we know that we're the only ones who can. And yet, if you're anything like me, you see yourself make certain progress in certain areas, and that's great. And then it's just, there's like something tacking you down. There's something chaining you to the current what's so, the current status quo, the current lack, the current limitation, the current, you can have this much, but you can't have that much. And you can let this much joy in, but not that much. And today, we're going to really begin to shift this, like, at least like I never have before. I've been doing my own inner work, and I'm so delighted to share it with you today. And today's subject is on becoming unavailable for anything less than your greatness. That's right, queen. Just soak this in. Become, it's a more powerful word, become unavailable for anything less than your greatness. That's right. No more apologizing, no more second guessing, no more feeling guilty or bad, or it might not sound nice, because I'm about to tell you a story of what this Sicilian woman did in her life to move something from a really, 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 really wanting it, begging, pleading pathetically, to a must, and how everything shifted and changed. So this episode is sponsored by Divine Direction. If you are going to want more of what you have already gotten from this episode or what you're about to receive, check out the link in the show notes or come join us at one of the Divine Direction events in Italy, Chicago, or Miami. It is October 2021 in Italy, November 2021 in Chicago, and December 2021 in Miami. There's a lot of depth, and I'm going to do my best to cover what I can here in today's podcast episode. And if you want a 2-day full immersion of this, then get your ticket and come join us. Okay. So let's just start with a prayer. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for making us naturally as we are. Glorious, bright, competent, expansive, purposeful. Mission-oriented. And thank you today for opening our eyes to an even greater awareness that you desire for every woman listening. For we know that we aren't meant to stay stuck or lack in any way or limited in any shape or form. And we have let ourselves become all of these. And step by step, glory by glory, as we seek you and become one with you, the shackles will fall and the freedom and the abundance will be made manifest. And we pray this believing, amen. Okay. So today's subject is going to hit on, it could hit on basically any category of your life. So you can pick whatever you want to apply this to. And the story that I'm going to share, I just want you to know, it's only meant to be a symbolic one. So I, like you, have all these big dreams. And I, like you, have made forward progress with many of them. And I, like you, have gotten like stuck. Like there's just a couple categories where it's just not moving. And as I've shared in some other podcasts, there's even been physical evidence of backwards movement in one of my projects. And so what is so necessary that we get as women is that our desires are good. Our desires are just. Our desires are not wrong or selfish or too much. They are literally God's direction in our life. The issue that most of us come up with is that we have the desire. All right, so you can just pick whatever your current desire is. You want more clients, more money, soulmate, dream house, take a trip, whatever it is. So we get the desire and we're like, yes, and we visualize and we do the vision boards and we like experience it in our mind and our soul and it feels so good and it feels so right and it feels so like, yes, this is what I came here for. And then on the physical plane, if the desire is grand enough, there is no foreseeable way this could possibly happen, at least anytime in the near future, possibly not even in our lifetime, depending on our consciousness. Because we have gone into man-made earthly house. Well, how? How am I going to get the money? And where's the soulmate going to, where am I going to meet the soulmate? And how are the clients going to show up? And where, like all of the hows, which by definition instantly puts us out of a spiritual path and into a consciousness of lack. Because the spiritual path very clearly states, my ways are higher than your ways. So are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So we're trying to use our man-made thoughts to come up with the how of how this dream is supposed to take place, when God already has that worked out in ways that you can't even comprehend. But yet it's been so ingrained in you that you have to be responsible and practical and reasonable, and you have to know how it's going to work, or you're somehow crazy or flighty or airheady. And so then we let our flower wilt, and we let our dream wilt, and we let our desires wilt, and we let our passion wilt. And it's like, oh. And we've just gotten stuck, if I may speak on behalf of most of us, at least in some area, we've gotten stuck in this like consciousness of whatever the version is, I can't really have what I want, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy or deserving, whatever form your lack mantra takes. And today we're going to flip that around. So the other thing that depresses us, and then I'm going to get to the solution. The other thing that depresses us is, even if we could figure out the how, it feels like it's so much work, it's almost not worth it, right? Like it's that dialing for dollars or call 100 people or like, go get into that confrontation with your partner again over this thing that it's like, it's almost just easier to let him have his way or to give up on the dream or to drop your standards because the amount of work is so unappealing. And so what I want to train you in, and what I'm going to be training even more at the Divine Direction events, is really understanding that the feeling components are what you must pay attention to. Now, I'm talking true feeling. I'm not talking knee-jerk reaction. I'm not talking triggers. I'm talking about really having an enlightened, discernment around feeling. Like, okay, this feels good. This dream, this desire feels good. The way to get there, that doesn't feel good. Dropping the dream doesn't feel good. So continually seeking the spiritual realms for the solution that feels amazing. That feels amazing. And for most of us, what feels amazing is not a ton of laborious, hard work doing stuff that you are willing to do but don't like just to get the result. That doesn't feel amazing. What feels amazing is to see the desire, to own the desire, to claim the desire, to decree it as yours. And then joyfully, with anticipated positive outcome, seek the solution. And for most of us feminine women, if you're really great at being feminine, you're great at receiving, which means you love for things to be brought to you. You love when things are already done. You love having it be handled in a way that is to your liking. And this is what we deserve to get great at. This is actually our responsibility as queens, to get great at receiving. Lift ourselves up out of the masculine world of busy doing, you know, self-abandoning constantly, and into saying yes to our desires, knowing that the manifestation of our desires is the most generous thing that we can do for anyone around us, let alone this world. And living by desire is the most generous role modeling that we can do also. Reminding and waking this world up to what God says, my ways are not your ways. Like, there is a different way that we are meant to do life. And this is why so many women are depressed and filled with anxiety and boredom and drudgery and are self-medicating in all sorts of different ways. You don't need to self-medicate when you're so excited about living from a place of passion. Okay. So if you've listened to some of my recent podcasts, or maybe I've put it in an Instagram post, follow me there if you're not, because I'm really doing a lot of my BTS of Italy on Instagram. So Glenn and I, we love being here. We love Piedmont. And so we are looking for our perfect, or the one that's meant for us, Italian farmhouse. And for 2 years before, well, 2 years before COVID, I kind of had this idea and started looking, and then the borders shut down. So I've only been looking online. But I have been looking online, and I have done a deep dive search into every level of website and listing and this and that and comparing, and just, and it's been really so joyful, and I've been so excited, and I've done just dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of joyful research. So here I finally, 2 years later, the borders open up, we're in Italy, I've got my stack, I'm reaching out to real estate agents, and we got in touch with one, and we did like a Zoom interview, and her broker actually had a lot of the listings I was really, really interested in. And so let her know, like, here's what I'm looking for, you know, can you show us? And she's like, yep, great, and all this. And so it was like, wonderful. So that was like, I don't know, a week or two before we came to Italy, and 2 weeks, I think. And then we set up a time to see one property in particular on a certain day. And then I just assumed that she would have other properties for me to see that day. And then we would look at others over multiple days. And so like the day or two before we were supposed to meet, I just sent a follow-up email. Hey, really looking forward to seeing you. I know we're going to see that one property. Want to know which of the others from my list we're going to see. Do you have any others you want to show me that I haven't, you know, kind of thinking that I'm not the professional here, that, you know, I did an online search, but she certainly must know of things that maybe aren't even listed yet. And, you know, me and my big thinking, romanticized imagination of purchasing Italian real estate. And she doesn't email me back at all. And so we just show up at her office on the day that we were supposed to be there. And we're like, hey, you know, hi. And she's like, great, come into our office. They serve us a lovely espresso. And she's like, okay, so we've got the one property we're going to go see today. I'm like, what do you mean the one property? I'm like, I have a list of like 10 properties. And she's like, well, that's not really how I work. You know, I'll show you two or three. And I was like, no, I don't even know this area. What do you, who buys a house after just seeing two or three options? And so I was like, okay, I'm in a foreign land. Maybe things are done differently here. But I started to get frustrated, and I started to like, my vibration dropped, and I started to get like angry and anxious. And then the Sicilian to me was just like, this, I'm like, I'm going to find someone, I'm not working with her. And Glenn's like, hold on. So he gets in his all king mode, and he's like, I'm not going to mention this person's name, of course. And he's like, so-and-so, we have waited 2 years. We don't know this area. We desire to see 10 properties. If you don't want to show them to us, we'll find someone else who will. And she's like, no. Like, you know, it's just normally how I work. I've never worked with anybody that wanted to see more than three properties. And so it's like, oh, this like annoying back and forth. It doesn't feel good. But Glenn gets things on track, like the masculine, like powerhouse that he is. And everyone sort of has a smile on their face. And it's like, okay. And we get things on track. We go see the first home, which was beautiful and stunning. And at this moment, even a potential candidate. And then we went and saw another home, and that one was like, not so much. It's like, okay. And so I said, and at this point, this was, I don't know, last week, almost a week ago now. I said, great. I said, well, when are we going to see the other properties? And she said, well, there's one more that I'll show you, you know, next week, which was like 4 days from the time we had met. We'll do that. And I was like, great, but I want to see the properties too. And she was like, she's like, okay, well, we definitely have this appointment. I said, okay, great. So yesterday we go to see this house that I was so excited about. And it's also a definite contender. It actually has a 14th century church or 15th century. It was built in the 1400s on premises. I mean, talk about divine living. So we'll see. And I just, it was so joyful to walk around, and we got there a little early, and the broker boss was there P.S. So like Glenn had to get on the phone with him to be like, hey, what's going on with this agent? She's not sure. And so he was like, no, we'll show you. So he showed up, and there was this other really cool Italian agent. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is like the kind of woman I want to work with. She was just cool. She had a sweet essence to her. She was obviously smart, stylish. Like, she just like felt good to be around. And I was like, maybe the other one's not coming. And then I realized that the one I was really liking was the listing agent, whatever. And then our alleged agent comes up late. I just felt the energy. I was like, I am not going to let this ruin my time. I'm going to walk through High Vibe and this like potentially, you know, new purchase of ours. And so we do it. And then we had a great walkthrough, a great time, great viewing. And then came time to close. And so then I said to, I got to come up with a name for this person. We're just going to call her Jane. I said to Jane, so when do I see the other properties? And you could already feel her start to backpedal again. And she's like, well, I'm going to show you a couple of them. And she's like, which ones did you really want to see? Sister, respectfully and queenly, lost it. When I say lost it, I know what it is to actually lose it. And I've done that plenty of times. Proud of myself that I did not. I did what was fierce and queenly, which many women get called bitchy when they get that way. Men are called assertive when they get that way. So you do the math. And I just said, Jane, and the main broker boss guy was there. I was like, Jane, I don't know why I'm having this conversation with you again. I have given you 3 weeks, 10 properties that I want to see. That is not uncommon or unreasonable in making a purchase at this level. I don't know why I'm wrestling with you on going back and forth. I am not going to make a decision on purchasing a farmhouse in a foreign country until I see at least 10 properties. And I'm not going to lose even one more day over this. So I've already lost 3 weeks when I was trusting you with this information and to have this set up, and you still don't have any of the other properties set up, and you seem to have your way of being that you're going to show me 3 properties, which I respect. So I just need to know from you right now, should I contact another agent to show me the other properties? Because I will have that done by tomorrow. Glenn's in like the back of them, like helicopter arms trying to cut me off. And I'm like, no. Then he just kind of walks out of the house. The broker steps in. He's like, no, you don't need to contact another agent. And I was like, great. Thank you. And I followed it up and I said, and so by when should I expect to hear from you? And she said, if either later this afternoon or first thing tomorrow. I said, great. Thank you. And then we went to a lovely lunch in like the little village near this particular home. And I was like, just kind of like shaking a little bit. Like part of me was like, was I being a bitch? And the other part of me was like, no, like this is ridiculous that like this should be the dreamiest little project I got going on right now. And to have to even confront, and that Glenn's had to confront, this is like, I don't want to work with this person. I don't want to work with this person. She's a child of God. I can love her. I do not want to work with this person is what I'm saying inside myself. But then I know how my man gets. My man's like, if you have a dinner reservation with Glenn, the day, the time, or the restaurant will not get changed. Like once that man like etches something in stone, it's done. And it is not worth the negotiation to get it moved unless it's just a real non-negotiable for me. So like Glenn's got this thing going, like we're working with these people. And then I was just like, oh, I don't want to deal with Glenn. I don't want to deal with this Jane. I woke up this morning and I've been doing, you know, when you do your work, it works. And I have been preparing on a really deep level for these divine direction events coming up. And, you know, ever since I switched from business coaching to queen mentorship, feminine mentorship, spiritual mentorship, you know, I don't take that lightly. I've been, you know, diving in really deep personally. And so I got into even greater depths of my spiritual work this morning. And when I did the work, so I've been studying and developing, there's 12 qualities of being that must be developed to create a desired manifestation. And it's not about doing, and it's not about massive action, it's about being. And when you're at a certain level of consciousness, or aka we often call it the vibrational match, then the manifestation instantly appears. Now, that's always been a very frustrating concept for me, because sort of like the formula in asking is given, which I believe in. Ask, that's our job. It's given on the spiritual level, that's God's job. And then our job is to be the vibrational match, which has always had a certain level of confusion around it for me. Like, how am I supposed to be that? Where's my item? And so I've just been a bit more spiritually mature lately and really deeply seeking. And so there's these 12 qualities that I was just really owning and being. And on this, on a specific level, and I'll be teaching those 12 qualities in the Divine Direction events. So after honing those qualities this morning, I went from, I don't want to work with this person, which is whiny, complainy, princessy, childlike, powerless, to, I am unavailable to work with this woman. And I just felt the difference. It was the difference from when I really wanted a husband to becoming unavailable to date ever again. When I became unavailable to date ever again, Glenn was the only person, like Glenn showed up 10 days later. So this quality of being, which is why I call this episode, what we're going to be diving into more deeply in the Divine Direction events, becoming unavailable for anything less than your greatness is different than really, really, really wanting something or really, really, really not wanting something. It's becoming unavailable for anything less than your greatness. So this morning, after having done my work, became unavailable to work with this woman. And literally, while I was anchoring into that consciousness, so I was blissed out. I was in total peace, total clarity. I wasn't, because before I was like, oh God, I don't want to deal with Glenn and having this and that. I don't want to deal with having to find a new brokerage. Like, I'm already like halfway through my trip here, and to start over, and you know, what if that doesn't work out? And then I was like, and now I've sort of like arm wrestled my way into this situation, and it's like, now I'm going to look like the jackass if I back out. And then I'm going to hurt her feelings because she's a child of God. Like all of the mess. And I just, consciousness lifts above all that. When I became unavailable to work with this woman, when I became only available for the full manifestation of my desire to love going around and looking at properties with someone who I just really enjoy being in their presence, my phone rang, and it was a +39 country code, which means it was a call from Italy. But I wasn't sure who it was because it didn't, I have the people that I've been in contact with here programmed in. So I wasn't sure who it was. And I was just kind of finishing my morning routine, and I thought, I'm just going to let it go. Right after that, Glenn comes into my room, and I was like, hey babe, an Italian number just called. Do you want to see who it was? I'm not one of those women who hides behind her man or any of that. I was just genuinely in my morning routine, and I had a feeling it was something about the real estate thing, but I didn't know because I had everyone's numbers programmed in. Whatever. I hear Glenn talking really loudly outside, and he walks in like 2 minutes later, maybe, with a smile on his face. And I was like, what? And he said, well, you're very powerful, because he had known my new consciousness decree of the morning. And he said, that was the broker. And the broker decided to make the other woman, who was the listing agent at the property that I like so loved, your agent. So check this out. Only through me cultivating these 12 characteristics that I spent time with this morning that led me to the place of becoming unavailable for anything less than my greatness. To manifest my desired result, I didn't need to go call a bunch of new Italian brokerages. I didn't need to go get into an arm wrestling match. I didn't even need to call this guy and say I wanted to work with this other woman. I didn't have to worry about hurting anyone's feelings, and I didn't even have to deal with Glenn. The call came in, Glenn handled it. The literally my consciousness summoned this. I mean, of all of the agents that are in this, it's a very big international brokerage office. Of all the people he could have assigned, and here's the thing that I think is really cool. You know, I think so often as women, we think we have to be the most talented to like get the part or win. The other agent, her English was not as fluent as Jane's. And yet she got the part. She gets the gig because of her spirit, because of her attitude, because she's a vibrational match for who I desire to be around. And zero massive action happened. It was instantaneous. Total joy, total bliss, complete manifestation, completely handled for me. That the masculine, which is always in service to the feminine, the masculine in this case, symbolically the men, that man came up with the idea to make this other woman, which I alluded to in no way, shape, or form, because I thought that would have been inappropriate. He makes her the agent, and it's already done. It's already done. So, my queen, this is what I desire for you. Real power, real joy, complete and total manifestation of your desire, even though you don't know how it can happen, even though you don't want to go and just work all the time because your inner knowing knows you don't actually have to. But what you must do is not collapse your own desires. You must not give up on your own dreams. You must not make it okay and make excuses for, well, it's okay, I'll do it later, or I'll do it in the future. I've seen so many women write me or DM me about this divine direction event. They're like, I'm going to come to your event in Los Angeles in 2022. I'm like, girlfriend, I'm not going to be in Los Angeles in 2022, and there's not going to be an event there. What fantasy world are you in? I say with love and respect, because I know what it is to just, it's unbearable to think that we're not going for our desires. So we put them off in the future, like these fantasy princesses, like that's something real. And then we like feel good about ourselves in the process. No, it's an excuse. Or I'm going to do the next one. Everyone knows you're not. Stop it. Make a decision. Come sign up. Come put yourself in the room. I don't have any plan. Also, I can pretty much guarantee I'm never going to do a mini event again. It's not really who I am and what I normally do. I'm doing them because we're like just in this post-COVID era where, you know, mega events aren't exactly, you know, happening yet. But I'm going to go back to the much larger events. If you want to be in a small room with me where we're going to cultivate these 12 characteristics and qualities so that you are so in your feminine power, that you are in your genius, that you are constantly saying yes to your desires and then developing the consciousness so that you manifest them time and time and time again in an exquisite, small, elite, luxurious setting with other high-level women who are looking to do the same thing, then come join us. Pick a location. If the dates don't work, change your schedule, move things around, get on a plane, get out of the excuses. This is your time. This is your moment. If you are drawn to this teaching and this time in your life to really make this about you and stop putting everyone else's dreams first and making everyone else's conveniences and comforts okay, you're going to be able to give so much more when you have so much more of you. Because I know how I feel right now, on top of the world, and literally like the church bells are going off. They're going off. It's 12 noon here. I feel amazing, elated, whole, pure. Like, yes, this is why I've been feeling so off about other things that haven't been working, because I was letting go of the dream. Because I was starting to look into the physical plane of like, oh, that's not going to happen, or that's not going to happen in the timing that I wanted in, or that's not going to happen the way I want it to happen. No! Spirit has so much more and so much better for us. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So you were designed to be a queen. You were designed to receive. You were designed to have your desires manifested and be brought to you. So let's get great at that together. And let's be a light in the world together. And let's show this world that you don't have to take the bull by the horns. You don't have to be in massive action. You don't have to be in small or limited or puny anything, relationships, homes, finances, client impact, none of it. You get to be your biggest, most expansive self in a way that just feels blissful. All right. So my love, that is my sharing from Piedmont for you today. I hope that you take this and apply it to your life. Know that every big dream, every big desire is meant to be manifested in your life and not one day way in the future, but today. So do take a look until October 15th. You are in the early bird special pricing. So you are going to get this amazing event, which P.S., most of my clients who pay me $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 for their packages don't get in at a $19.97 for these small mini elite experiences that I'm hosting here. So take advantage. They are not going to last. They're not going to be repeated in 2022. Until October 15th, you have the early bird pricing. Pick Lake Maggiore in Italy for October. And just ask, how can you? Or pick November in Chicago, City Time. There's some super cool women from all over, but particularly the Midwest that are showing up at that one that I know of, or Miami in December. Either way, for all of the events, you've got to get your ticket now, get it today. There's different deadlines for the hotels. We have room block rates for the hotels. I know a lot of you have been asking, but what are the details? You get all the details once you've registered, because these are private events. So we want to make sure that only our private people have the hotel details, but we've got great discounted room block rates. Those expire at different times. So that's why you really do want to get yourself registered now so you can get the hotel information, get in under the room block deadline, and definitely get in under the early bird pricing of October 15th. You can check out all the details at divineliving.com/direction, or you can recount what you've gotten from this episode today and just know that if this way of being, this level of honoring your truth, this level of rising above and becoming unavailable for anything less than your greatness and manifesting this feminine way is what you want more of in your life, then just trust. Pick a location, get your ticket, and I'll see you at a Divine Direction event. Mwah.
Queen! All right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location. In October, we're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes, and a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so, so, so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you want to meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.